are being held, the world, this night, obviously a lot of people are in front of us, but there'll be people behind us, honoring Robert Burns' birthday with a Burns Night Supper, a tradition that's grown up over the last century or so. There are such suppers in China. There's one in Shanghai, for example. They really are, they attest to Burns' reach as a global poet. A lot of people know Burns, but don't know they know Burns. It's a striking fact. It's been translated into scores, if not hundreds, of languages. And he's been a voice for democracy, freedom of all kinds, be it the freedom to drink or the freedom to indulge a lust now and again, or the freedom to call pretension what it is. As an English professor, I take those as a warning, and I will try not to write foul of them. So I'll be quiet very in just a minute, but I do want to say just a couple of things. So the Burns Night Supper is actually, in its traditional form, a very highly ritualized thing. You've been eating some of the foods that are part of it. There are a series of toasts that one gives, and one of the central moments is the address to a Heights, which I'm about to recite. So a couple of words about it. It seems as if Burns himself composed it, as he did. He was a very sociable poet for a social occasion. It was then printed shortly thereafter, applauded into print, as Burns' great editor James Kinsley put it. And it's a funny poem, as so many of Burns' poems are. I mean, it's silly, right? You're addressing the Hobbits, right? It seems silly. And the kind of the fancy English lit term, the lit crit term, is a mock epic. That is, when you take something small and inflate it to be something great. But the great thing about mock epic is that it cuts both ways. One of the things it teaches you is that maybe the things you think don't matter all that much really do. They really do matter, and there's no poet better to teach us that than Robert Burns, somebody who was born a plowman, who was educated, in fact. He was not head and taught, as one of his earlier viewers said. He actually read a fair bit, but he was born in pretty humble circumstances and struggled his whole life to make a living, first as a farmer, rather unsuccessfully, a better poet than a farmer. A brief story, I was in Scotland a couple summers ago, and there's a beautiful farm called Ellisland, and Burns was given the choice of farms. This is in not too far from Dumfries, and he happened to choose the most scenic one, but the one with the worst soil. So they call this the poet's choice. He then became a tax collector for the rest of his life, but of course what he was most was a poet and a collector of songs. Some beautiful ones we just heard before, and absolutely beautiful renditions. That dude was really lovely. So without further ado, to a Hobbits. There's a lot of Scots in this, but I think you'll get the point if you don't know Scots. I'll do my best. Fair far, your honest sons, ye face, great chieftain of the puddin' race, aboon the ma, ye tak your place, pinch tripe or thern. Well are ye worthy, O grace, as lands my own. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your herdies like a distant hill, your pen would help to mend a mill in time. While through your pores the dews distill, like amber bead. His knife, see rustic labor dight, and cut you up with ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails bright, like ony ditch. And oh, then what a glorious sight, warm reeking rich. Then horn for horn they stretch and strive. They'll take the hindmost on they drive till all their well-swelled heights belie.
Yeah!
Are bent like drums. Then old Keithman must like to ride, bethanked hums. Is there that o'er his French ragout? Or oleo would stow a sou, or fricassee would mac and spew with perfect scarp, looks down with sneer and scornful view on such a dinner. Poor Dale, see him o'er his trash, as speckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank a gied whiplash, his neva knit. Through bloody flood or field to dash, oh how unfit. But mark, the rustic,
Haggis fed. The trembling earth resounds his tread. Clap in his Wally Neva blade. He'll mock it whistle. And arms and legs and heads will snag like tops of thistle. Ye powers that mack mankind your care and dish them up their bill of fare. Oh, Scotland wants nae skinking ware that jumps in luggies. But if you wish her grateful prayer, give her a haggis. Thank you.
Yeah!